I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
Today is December 5th, 2023. It's a Tuesday, of course. And my name is Sean. I'm your host. Today, I want to talk about where the child support, where this the whole custody thing actually starts. And that is in the family courtroom. I will post my last meeting with the judge in 2017 when he ruled that it was okay for my child to move permanently to the country of Greece. I'll post that, so all you have to do is click on it. But anyway, that's where this whole thing started. Now, the family courts, what they do is the family courts everywhere in America, is in every state, are horrible, because In the family court, there is no jury. Your job is to convince the judge. And, you know, sometimes they go by the law. But basically, there is only one person, no matter what. It's a different kind of court. It's like not a court of equity, but a court of something else. I don't even know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't even care, really. But so the family court, pretty sure, I don't know for a fact, they contact, or they're in contact somehow, or they're friends with the child support agency. So everything starts in child support court. The bad stuff starts in child support court. So it's very important that you build your case. When I say build your case, I mean collect evidence against the person that you're going to court with, because in that hearing, there's bad things going to happen no matter what. That judge has never met your child. That judge does not know anything. But that judge is getting ready to alter that child and the parent's life forever. And because they're judges, they have a messiah complex. They think, and which is true, anything in their courtroom that they pretty much that they do, they're not held accountable for. They can do anything. So in the courtroom, the only thing is if they apply the law incorrectly. And there has been a case against me that has happened. Like in 2017, my child's mother hired a lawyer, and that lawyer sent a judgment that was unsigned to the judge, and the judge didn't even have a hearing on it. He just signed it. No big deal. And said it was okay for my son to move to the country of Greece. So I just looked it up. Family court is a court of equity, and criminal court is a court of law. And the difference is, in a court of equity, I guess the judge can write a judgment or an order and sign it and make the person have to do things other than pay money. They can order like all kinds of stuff. So whatever happens with child support, all child support, I mean, the child support enforcement agency is really bad, but who is even worse and who starts it all are the family courts. It all gets started in the family courts. This family court judge was the judge who said it was okay for my son, without even I was against this without me even having a hearing whatsoever. He just signed the order and allowed my child to move to the foreign country of Greece. So that order that he signed is the one that I'm going to post. The actual order that allowed him to move to Greece was like on May 31st or whatever, you know, 2017. It was not April, it was in May. So the order that I have there is in April, and the order that actually let him go overseas was the order that you hear it, me in court. I got that from the court reporter, and that is what you hear. So the actual judgment that he signed that day, that is like out in the shed or something, and I don't feel like going out there and digging through it. It'll take me 2 or 3 hours probably of digging around trying to locate it. But it basically says the same thing. I mean, it basically says my son is going to move to Greece and I have to pay $300 every single month. Oh, it also says in that order, the people in Greece, the child and the child's mother, the child is 17 now, and the child's mother, they both never contact me. They don't have anything to do with that order. They don't care about American orders. But because I live in America still, I have to completely abide by that order. And that $300 that I have to pay to them, that I'm ordered to pay every month, that could go towards health insurance. So for me, and I desperately need health insurance, I'd have none. So anyway, so this judge can, any family court judge can do that type of thing. They can allow your child to move out of state. They can try, you know, move far away, move out of the country. They can pretty much do whatever they want. Now, I say that he applied the law wrong because, I mean, he didn't even have a hearing. I don't even know that he even looked at that judgment. He just signed it and allowed my child to move to the foreign country of Greece. That created a huge problem. And because the best interest of the child supposedly trumps the U.S. Constitution. So it doesn't matter. You can throw the U.S. Constitution in the trash. Everything that the Child Support Agency does and the family courts do, it is in the best interest of the child. So the Constitution does not even come into play whatsoever. I just found out about this. I just read about this somewhere. But Roe versus Wade, that was a federal law. And when they overturned that law, what they were doing is they were overturning that law federally, and they gave the power to the states to, you know, to regulate abortion instead of it being a federal law. So what happened was when they overturned Roe versus Wade, that made every abortion clinic in the United States, like, I don't care how long you're working there, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, every abortion clinic in the United States folded up their tents and left because there was no more law allowing them to do that. Now, then the states came back and like Florida State, they have the heartbeat bill that's in effect, which is good. So there are abortions available in Florida, but you have to get it done before the 6-week mark, before a physician determines that it's over 6 weeks. And in Ohio, the Democrats won, and it says in the verbiage in there, I haven't looked at the actual law, but it says in there basically that anybody can, you know, have an abortion without parental consent up to the birth of the child. Now, I think that's a little bit far, but whatever. I mean, I would say the 3-month mark, the first trimester, if it's after that, forget it. You can't, like, make a choice. You have to make that choice very soon. You can't wait until the child, you know, develops a brain, develops a heart, develops lungs. You can't wait for that child to develop. You have to make that decision as soon as possible. Now, there is something that I think should be a law that should be in place. It should be a law that there needs to be a DNA test between the mother and the child. And if the father is there, if the father is present, then the father needs to submit to DNA testing right there and then when the child is born. At birth, that needs to be a law that happens. There's a law about a social security number, about a birth certificate, whatever. A paternity test, a DNA test needs to be done right then and there. It needs to be a law. Because if the father, let's just say the father made a mistake, you know, during sexual intercourse, if he made a mistake, once the mother is impregnated, it's completely her choice. It's up to her completely. So the father pretty much loses all the ability, you know, and once that child is born, the father of that child is going to be responsible. So if he's going to be responsible, somebody needs to do it, make a law that a DNA test needs to be done right then and there during childbirth. You know, right after the child is born, a DNA test needs to be done right then. When I would say probably like within 2 hours or within an hour, but it needs to be done right then. This is all stuff that I learned through going through the court system and over the years having to deal with the child support agency. This is what I know. Family court judge, they can do pretty much whatever they want. The child support agency, all they have to do is say that they work for the child support agency. They get away with anything. Anything, because people are either very scared of or their business with the child support agency. And the child support agency pays very well. And that's why the people that they work with love working with the child support agency. So if you get an appointment, but it's usually set up by the judge or the magistrate for a child support hearing, I got to get this podcast up and running, up and uploaded anyway. It's 9:46 p.m. I left here earlier today to drive for Uber at 1:15. And now it's 9:46. And I still got to upload this podcast. And I already took all my vitamins and rode the Peloton for 30 minutes. So, and drank my one shot of olive oil. I do this every day. I ride the Peloton Bike Plus for 20 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon. And the main point of this podcast was, don't be like me. When you get into the family law room and there's a judge in there or a magistrate, do not be afraid of them like me, like I was. Because once you're afraid of them, then you tend to keep your mouth shut, and that is definitely not the time to do it. But if you have a lawyer, you need to communicate everything to the lawyer before your hearing. It's very important that you do that.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live as a man.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
Yeah.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.